this shit no more.
It's the HMB Sides with Cam Bertrand, John Jacobs. Extra content available exclusively at HMBRadio.com. John hates when I say that. He doesn't like it, but it is true. Your mics aren't on.
Are we on now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank God.
You like that?
People
like
already that. Laughed. It doesn't matter.
It's pretty good. Well, welcome back, guys, for the extra content available exclusively.
Oh, exclusively.
On HMBRadio.com, iTunes,
all the rights.
Stitcher.
What,
on iTunes.
What rap drop was that? If you ain't heard it here, it's not a real exclusive.
Yeah, which
this, that kind
yeah, who is that? That's a good one.
Is that Worldstar?
No, that was like back when LimeWire was happening, yeah, where it's
I
like,
those White Owl drop that.
Yeah, where everything you would
Biggie
download
Jiggy
would start
tapes.
With pew, 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 pew.
It's Mr. Thanksgiving.
Were you guys familiar with Maxi Mall?
Maxi Mall?
Do you remember where Maxi Mall was around? That's where you get all your mixtapes at. It was down on 19 in the South Side a little bit.
I didn't grow up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just don't. That closed a long time ago. Mm-mm. You were still in your mama's belly, I think, at that time.
That one
so
was
you're just aging yourself now.
Yeah, I'm old, dude. I know I'm old. I'm fully accepted it.
How
I'm
going to
be I'm gonna be 31 on the 25th.
That's not too bad. It's bad, but it's not like too bad.
30s are, you're not old yet. But once you hit 40, you're old.
I mean, I think you've got a realistic window of like, I don't know, 2-3 months left before.
All right. I think I've asked you this before, but when would you want to die? Like, what age is too much?
Dude, I'm ready.
It depends on how your body holds up. Because my grandmother, I was very close to her. And she would, she died when she was 80, something, 88, 87. And she was like, I can't get out of the chair anymore. I feel like I'm 30 years old, but my body just is not cooperating. And that always really depressed
me. I feel like 70.
That's happy.
I'd want to go out. Around I wouldn't want to live past 70.
Yeah, but what if you're still in good shape? Because there are some guys that are in good shape.
Nah, it's still scary. I don't like that either. Because it's like
I'm
if you
frail.
Fall down, you're done.
Yeah, I'm frail,
and I don't want that constant risk in my life every day.
Yeah, plus like you can't do certain things. Like
yeah,
you
like,
can't
what
go
are
to
you
an
really
amusement
doing?
Park at 70. You can't do cool stuff.
That's where you went, just straight to amusement park.
I mean, I'm just
old,
assuming.
Guys.
I think
not today.
It is.
It's not.
I think by 70,
80
you'll
maybe
have had enough of theme parks.
I've already had enough of theme parks now.
Like
I went to Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens is
Busch
trash.
Is dope.
Dude.
What?
It's
you don't like Busch?
It's trash.
I
went
Play
there.
Playboys. Playboys. What are you talking about?
Dude, I went there. I had a pass that I got because I worked there and I would
What'd
go.
What did you do when you worked there?
I worked at Chicra Sweets.
Oh, wow.
And I made
Sweets.
Funnel cakes and chicken tenders and
wow,
French
there you
fries.
Go.
Yeah, I was the man.
How do you not have bits about this?
I never Chicra thought about
Sweets,
that.
Chicra Sweets, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I never thought about that.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Yo, get your Chicra Sweets, bitch.
Chicra
What's good?
Sweets.
That roller coaster.
You just blow kisses
and
like, by?
That's
and
that's funny. Like the worst fucking thing. You get on a roller coaster and then you think you want some fucking cake. I feel sick as shit.
Yeah, I went on Cheetah's Chase.
Cheetah Chase,
I was sick. I was really sick afterwards.
Cheetah Chase like, you want
dope.
Some fat candy now?
It was intense because I went during the Halloween Horror Nights thing and it was nighttime and you couldn't see
that's
what was
the coolest.
Coming. It was dumb.
No,
I fucking hated it.
Cheetah Chase at night is one of my favorite things I've ever ridden, like roller coaster wise.
Nope.
It's
what a specific experience.
It was fast, man. It was like
it's really
cheetah chase at night. I've never
because it's like the ride itself is super fast. It goes like through like a not a tunnel, but like
a cheetah name.
Yeah, it was dope.
It went as fast as a cheetah.
I like the alliteration too. Cheetah Chase.
Is that what it's called?
Whoever markets this is great.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I felt ill.
Yeah, whoever came up with Kumba, he's been fired since.
Nah, Kumba's fire.
Kumba.
It's mysterious.
What's the other one?
There's Chicra, there's...
Isn't there like a tower now?
Montu.
Montu was the other one I was thinking.
Yeah,
Montu's dope.
Montu
was
cool.
Goes, like, backwards.
We went on Montu after Cheetah Chase, and it was whack. I was like, this is lame. This is not as intense as Cheetah Shits, whatever it was.
Cheetah Shits, there you go.
No, to be completely honest, the scariest ride that I've ever been on in the entire park is what is it? Cheetah something. It's not Cheetah
it's
Chase.
It's a different. It's, they have two cheetah roller coasters.
It's the little yellow one.
Python?
No, it's right next to Scorpion.
Oh man, Python. All these names.
It was. It's I not think tore it down.
It's no. It's
I have no. I don't know, dude.
Was it the one that's like you sit on a cart and then
yeah,
you
yeah that
the little kids one
that is the scariest ride because it's unsafe. It's not safe. Like when you hit the corner, you're about to fall off. You are about to get off of the track.
That's because it's made for little kids. And you got a high center of gravity, you'll come tumbling out of there.
It is the scariest thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, the Busch Gardens was dumb. And I don't see, I'm going to sound like a bigot, but nobody spoke English in there. Nobody. I thought I was at the urinal.
I don't think that's bigoty. I just used that in an adjective. Yeah, I'm stupid.
Biggity, biggity, biggity.
I was at the urinal.
I think that that's just a description of people. They didn't speak biggity. No English.
Biggity sounds kind of biggity, actually.
I thought I had a stroke.
Damn biggity people.
Yo, biggity, biggity.
I thought I had a stroke because I couldn't understand anybody. And I was like, there's no way no one in here speaks English. Yeah. And literally,
like,
they were all
the white American people are just, hey, man, bafakuro.
It's part of the theme, dude. Like, you're in Africa, in Egypt.
We can curse on here, right? Like, in other languages, cool.
Because you know some...
No, bafanculo means, like, fuck you in Italian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, to all the Italian listeners.
My brother's Italian, so, like, he only tells
me... Your brother's Italian? So well, are you Italian,
black.
Motherfucker?
No, from
Italian
his side.
Italian and black? Yeah. That's funny.
Sicilian. Conquered by the Moors.
Hey, man, I don't know nothing about
their
history.
Shakespearean black word.
The Moors.
Yeah. I wish everyone... it was the less. Am I right? Come on. I love just pretending like a Vegas act, just like dying out.
Am I right, folks? Right?
Yeah, am I right? Tip your weight, staff. 9/11 was what? Didn't happen. Okay, come on.
You had a bit about 9/11, didn't you? Oh, no. The Jews thing. That's what I remember. I remember that, and I liked it.
Yeah, I did it at your place.
What's the deal with the Jews?
Just kidding. There is no deal. Am I right, Palestine? Yeah. West Bank? More like Worst Bank. Oh, come on.
Hilarious. And nothing at Slide
Bar. It got nothing. It got negative nothing. It was awful.
You should have been happy. They passed out stars for free. Free train ride. Come on now. Give
free
a break.
Tattoos. Jeez. You didn't pay for anything.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
Am I right?
Am I right? Or am I?
Free showers.
Am I white?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. No water bill.
Yeah. Am I Aryan? Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I like offensive comedy. Okay. I was
Me
trying
too.
To think of. I'm still. Okay. I was trying to think of the most offensive joke I could possibly say.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with a few. They're not that good. But, you know, keep in mind I came up with these in, like, high school because this is a theme I've been heavily.
Mm-hmm.
How can I offend the most people? One of them was, what's the difference between black people and Hitler? I don't hate Hitler. Right?
It's good.
No.
You get it. Yeah, you get Jews there, you get black people.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard Steve Miller's bit about the N-word?
No.
I'm not even going to do it. Okay, it's so good. It's a perfect joke.
How have I not heard that?
And he's terrified of doing the joke. Right. I've only seen him do it once. He did it at Wicked Witches, and he closed with it. Yeah. But he was visibly sweating. He was terrified.
This must be some bit.
I can't even use the word scared to say it, because he says
hilarious.
The N-word in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's such a good joke that he gets away with it because it's clearly a joke.
Yeah.
But him saying it is enough for him to be afraid of his life.
Nice.
I don't blame him. Dude, I mean, somebody wrong hears that, you're fucked.
He stopped his entire set and was like, all right, I'm going to do this joke. I've never done this joke.
Oh, boy.
I'm afraid to do this joke. And, like, he built it
That's
up
so
because
funny.
He was so afraid. He was like, please just understand it's a joke. Yeah, so Jared comes outside, grabs everybody who was outside, and was like, come in and see this. So we're all lined up on the back wall, and Steve was like, you brought everyone in to see this? He was like, I'm going to get murdered. So he does it, and everybody's dying. Like, it's the best thing I've ever
heard. Oh, I need to hear this bit now.
Yeah, he has to tell it to you because it's perfect coming from his mouth.
Right.
With me saying it, you're like, yeah, you've clearly said
like
it.
Like hearing coming and mouth together. Come on, folks.
Hey,
am I right?
Don't tip your weight staff. Right. Steal from your weight staff. Controversial opinion here. It's like, yeah, what is this?
You're on fire today, John.
Thank you. I'm always
you
on
really
fire.
You really are.
I don't
just
think I've ever
jobs
been put out.
And
yeah,
people are
jobs.
Throwing jobs at you.
I'm literally shouting at CEOs and presidents, give me a job. They're doing it.
That's right. Is that yours? Oh, it's his.
Yeah,
got some text going
Hotline
on.
Hotline bling, you know how it is.
Who's that? The lady?
I know it, my
Who isn't
bling.
It? I can just keep going negative to whatever.
You guys,
what is it? What
you guys have ladies in your life?
Yeah.
If you want to call them that.
Yeah.
Ladies or just lady?
Listen, I have a specific lady.
Uh-huh. I can tell you got a big smile on your face right now. You're very excited. When she breaks your heart, this is going to cause a lot of material for you.
Kim's listen, those are my favorite jokes, man. Yeah. I'm still writing jokes about my ex of 3 years ago. Yep. The majority of my set is about her.
The Honduran.
So. Yeah, Honduran.
Oh, I remember. Because you're a loser.
Because you're lonely.
You love her. That's so cute.
Yeah,
John, when's the first time you ever got your heart broken?
I guess I was 20.
Yeah, what happened?
Girl who I really liked from high school who lived like on my street. And it was perfect. Everything was great. But we were in college. It was long distance. Just didn't work out. Never worked again. But she was the one.
Do you really feel that way?
I mean, at the time I did.
Yeah.
But now I'm just, you know, a shell.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do anything I want now.
You gotten all it beaten out of you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good stuff, but I don't feel bad stuff. So it's a really sweet road right now.
Do you dislike women?
No.
Not at all.
Great.
I love bitches.
Yeah, bitches are the shit.
I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
No, I mean, I don't like spending too much time with most of them.
Yeah.
So the things that you have in common aren't there, or just because it's so extra, because you feel like you have to be
just all girls in general are kind of too much, and so I'm like, I don't even want any.
See, so you don't like them. Okay, I don't like them either.
Because it's kind of like, I don't know, men do shit, bitches just talk about shit, so it's like, I don't know, it's just the worst.
Yeah. I hear you.
Because we were talking about, you guys were, and then I actually have written in my notebook about castrating yourself and how much work you would get done.
We want to cut our things off.
You would get so much more things. There'd be so much room for activities.
None of us would be here. We'd be in a giant golden tower just doing whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Dude, if you didn't have to think about your dick, think about how long and complex your ideas and thoughts could be. But every 5 seconds.
The vast.
It would never stop.
Of nothingness.
You'd just you'd figure out the world in like 2 days. Everything would be amazing. You'd be like, I can't believe I ever. Why am I? What are my clothes? What are these? You would live strictly for comfort and happiness, and everything would be amazing.
You could just grow your own vegetables.
Yeah, you'd have the drive and life to want to do shit like that.
Yeah, you could like spend your time learning.
Yeah, right now I'm like, well, I don't want to grow celery when I could put my dick in a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's every 5 minutes.
Sex is so driving in my entire life.
It's the worst. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I need help.
No, because every man has been through the feeling of like, you really want some, and then you come and you're like, I don't want that at all.
What have I done?
Yeah.
You feel like you just murdered your family.
I've had dates set up to where I knew I was going to get the cheeks, right?
Of course.
But I was like, let me bust this first one out so I'll last longer in the second one.
Yes.
I get the first nut, and I'm like, I don't even want to hang out with her anymore. Yep. Cancel
isn't
plans.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
It's weird.
Preemptively end the date.
Yeah.
I just jumped to the end.
And she has no idea.
On my own.
She has no idea that I bailed on these plans because I don't need to come anymore.
Yeah.
One time thing
happened with me. A girl was going down on me, and it was taking way too long, and I'd beat off earlier that day, and she's freaking out. She's like, am I ugly? What's wrong with me? Why are you taking so long? But I was just too embarrassed to say I'd beaten off earlier.
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm not going to say that to a girl. So I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, it feels great. I don't know.
Why were you embarrassed?
I ruined it.
Because I'm not going to tell. I don't know. Chicks see that as like weird, especially if you're hooking up with them later or something like that.
I ruined a threesome
because of that, man.
There you go.
Yeah, I told you, right?
Yeah. Told me about
go ahead, tell me. Awesome. I haven't heard that.
I had threesome set up, right? Had the hotel, bought the hotel. They were coming over. But I was there an hour before they got there, and I was super stoked. Like, I was like, yo, this is like a dream. Like, a few men get to really do this properly. So I was like, the worst thing I could possibly do is nut early in this threesome, right? So I was like, I'm going to catch this first one, and then when they get here, I'm going to be Superman. So I beat off in this hotel room. I finish.
Was it your hotel room or just a hotel room? You just wandered in.
I mean, I don't own a hotel room. It was my room for that night that I rented. They get there.
Smoking all your weed, by the way. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's okay. It's B-side, so we can...
James Bailey's going to be pissed the next time he comes over.
Oops, I never said that. Cut it out. I'm not going to get a job.
They come over. I've got this bottle of Crown Apple. Like, I've got everything set up. I've got everything set up properly,
nice.
Right?
Crown Apple.
They get there, and I've already got some glasses. Like, I make the glasses up, right? So they don't even drink their glasses, and I'm on my third glass.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm lit. Like, at this point, I'm so ready to do this. So they start making out. They start doing their things. I get involved. I'm eating it, right? And I get it up, and then I go to grab the rubbers. And as soon as I touched the rubber, like the condom packet, like I touched the packet, and I was like, no, like we're not doing this at all. Wah, wah, wah. Like it was over. So for the rest of the time.
What are you wearing condoms for? What are you so worried about?
Oh, who are you?
Well, two chicks, I don't know if you know this, in a threesome, they don't like other bitches' juices on them. Like they just, it's weird it's to go in this girl.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know. They want to be
the
opposite.
The type of girls that are having threesomes, I don't think would give a shit.
I hear you. And I tried to be like, hey, let me do this. And they were like, no, 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 rubbers, right?
No, no, no.
And not even, it wasn't even regular rubbers. I had to get like lambskin rubbers. What do you mean every time?
Dude, like, no, hold on. I mean like when you're, because they don't want their other juices, as you eloquently put it on.
They just don't like the idea of going in one and then in the other person.
Yeah, but they just got the condom on. It's the same thing.
It already happened. You're not going to change it.
So,
your attitude is.
Hey, I mean, what is? Yeah, what are you trying to get?
I'm calling them morons because it's still the same
they're,
thing.
They're dumb people. But anyways, I tried to go no rubber, and they were like, no, you have to wear one if you want to do this. And I was like, well, I definitely want to do this. So I had to buy lambskin rubbers because one of the chicks had an allergy to regular lube. So yeah, those weren't
latex.
Cool for me. Yeah, not latex. So. I couldn't get it up to get the rubber on. So this entire time is super awkward because, like, pretty much just eating them out and they're eating each other out. And then
they don't want to. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't believe you're willing to put this out so early.
Dude, I don't
in your
care.
Career.
But see, no, I don't care because it's I have no shame in it because
it's good.
I lost out on this situation, but it also made me more mature as a person because now I know.
Oh, that was the maturing experience.
Yeah, that's what it took for me to know.
When my wiener didn't get hard during that three-way, I really grew as a person.
I didn't grow as a person, though.
Am I right, folks? Hey. Tip your weight, staff.
I mean,
kill your parents.
I got up. Don't get me wrong. I just, when it came to the rubber thing, my body was like, no, man. Because on the second nut, the second one's hard to catch.
I like the sports kind of references.
How soon after?
How soon did they get there after I got my first one?
Yeah.
It was like 20 minutes.
Oh,
like, so it wasn't a lot of time.
You're pushing
a lot
at
so,
all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're missing your jump here. This is a.
Yeah, man. I thought I could get it out and get ready for the second round. But again, I was super drunk and they were not drunk at all. So like I was already in my own head where I was like, I got to perform to the greatest. And then I was like, I can't get it up. So I'm freaking out.
By the way, I like you say catch a nut. Like I imagine a dude in like a baseball field running back, like trying to fucking.
You're overanalyzing
catch
these.
Catch this boner.
Yeah, I'm high, dude. I don't know what to tell. I mean, no, I'm
you're
not.
Thinking super far into my. Mannerisms.
Listen, people don't say catch a nut. That's not
a
normal thing.
I've heard
a
lot of people say,
yes, you're
21
and you're like a fucking bee rabbit. I don't know, dude.
I hate you so fucking much.
You love it.
So what happened? So you couldn't get your penis hard.
So, oh man, this story is
speaking
of
your soft
dick. Way better, right? It gets better.
How?
It does get better.
Your dick's
soft.
It's
weird for like 20 minutes, and then they're just like, all right, well, I guess this isn't happening.
Are you just trying to harden it up yourself?
I'm trying.
You stuck around for 20 minutes of that?
Of nothing, yeah.
Here we go, folks.
They end up leaving, right? One of the chicks in the threesome was an ex, right?
Oh, my God.
So they end up leaving. It was an ex and her
friend. Episode of Seinfeld?
They leave, right? And so I'm super depressed at this point. God. I'm like, yo, I've ruined something fantastic.
Did
so,
they smirk at you when you left? Like,
yeah.
No, they were disappointed as me because they wanted to catch their nut too. I did that just for you. Anyways.
Ladies can catch nuts too.
Ladies can catch a nut. So they leave, and I've got the rest of this bottle of Crown. So
oh
I was like,
God.
I'm just going to drink myself into oblivion.
You're going to stick your
called,
dick in the bottle of Crown? Yeah.
Called my best friend. And I told him, I was like, dude.
You tell somebody about this immediately?
Yeah, man. My best friend. Wow. I'm going to tell him. I was like, dude, tonight fucking sucks. I was like, if you can come through, let's drink the rest of this bottle, right?
And then your dick got hard. Oh, it's a happy ending, folks.
Exactly.
Y'all are stupid. I love how stupid y'all are.
My penis waits a lifetime.
So he comes over, right? As soon as he gets there, my ex calls me back.
Oh,
she dropped her friend off, and she goes, hey, I'm coming back over.
Perfect.
And I was like, for real? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, well, my friend is here. I was like, I don't know if you're cool with that. And she was like, yeah, I don't care at all. It's whatever. So she gets
then
there.
She fucked that guy in front of you.
Yeah, both of us. Oh, both of us.
That's
dog.
Disgusting. Yeah, yeah. Your look, ex?
Hold on. Yeah, yeah. You want to see the video? I showed you the video.
Oh, yeah, he showed.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
what kind of dude? You're like, you think I'm bad? You have no soul. That's yeah. disgusting.
Because your ex.
You
is
are the
age.
Devil. Oh my! Play it into the mic.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh God.
Wow, he's getting it, man.
For the folks, yeah,
he is
for
catching
the,
nuts
for the
right
kids
now,
on yeah, the school bus with their nuts, iPod headphones.
Catching
in.
Nuts and busting sluts, and
that was Cam, a young boy having sex with a
young
woman.
Boy. Oh
everyone who's
God.
Listening is now in trouble.
Florida's funniest semifinalist, Cam. Whatever your last
if
name.
If you send me that Bat video,
shit,
I'll put it on the website. Bird,
you'll link it. You'll name? Link it. Bertrand, but
Cam Bird
shit sounds
shit
way
sounds
cooler.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
I hope they announce you as that tonight.
It's gonna be
Cam
an alter
Bird
ego.
Shit. You'd probably win.
Yeah, I'm voting for that Bird shit guy. Yeah.
Wow. How about Bird shit?
Bird shit. Bird shit. Bird.
And then you come out and you shit and you like do a thing. And
I can
it's
actually,
white.
I can actually smell John's brain cooking right now. He's
saying, yeah, you are.
I never stop.
You are absurdly high. You're.
Listen,
you are
dude.
Just rambling.
You're thinking about catching nuts like a baseball field.
Listen, people don't say that about sexual terms.
You
it's
need
like
to do
smash
couch
and
talk.
Pound. It's
you
disgusting.
Need to do
couch talk.
Yeah,
couch
get John Couch Talk. I've been running a new season of it. It's my talk show in my home.
Oh, okay.
And season two, just already got 10 of them.
Nice.
Cut. And yeah, so
I'll definitely
yeah,
do
come
that.
By.
For sure.
Beautiful.
I'll even get high and just stare
hey,
at
how
nothing.
About that? But I don't do that because I don't do drugs.
That's right.
But
listen,
yeah.
Man, he asks the best of questions.
I get down to your core. I figure out who you are.
Yeah,
I let the world know who you are.
He really gets down to who you are deep,
I
deep,
need to
deep
know.
Down.
I need
deep
to figure
down.
It out.
I'm afraid of nothing and won't answer everything, perfect. Honestly.
Because it's all
really?
About quickness.
Will you?
Like
yeah,
I
think so.
All right. One question he gave me. Would you rather kill black baby or white baby?
I did not give that to him. That was you. That was your own natural one. You can look at the tape.
I would flip a coin.
Fair.
How about that?
Yeah.
See?
Hey, the PC
coin.
Way to get out of racist
yeah.
things.
Hey, it's not my fault, sir.
Yeah.
Those heads.
I left it
can
up
we,
to chance.
Can we throw a Chinese baby in there or something? There's already too many.
So now you're
yeah,
offering
right.
to kill
to,
more
they already
babies.
Do
Chinese
that,
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chinese
yeah.
baby. Just
so not, you're not racist. You're just a terrible person
yes.
for killing babies.
That's right.
I mean,
I love that he's
listen.
Not against it. He's like, this is a fair question where this could come up in my life.
Dude, it's trash because here's the thing. All babies have souls. Babies have souls. If they got souls, they're just going straight up. They didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, they did no work. We they put. Did. Yeah,
are you
we
me?
Gave
I'm
them a
here.
Fast pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
heaven.
Bro. Fast passes to heaven.
Fast pass.
Yeah. Oh, here's yeah, exactly. Coney 2016, more like it.
Ooh. Jacobs 2016.
Yeah, Coney McCain 20. That would be quite a combo. Ooh. It's Coney and McCain just hanging out. So you know, CBS soon or TBS, either one.
TBS,
Tribune,
CNN,
ooh.
MSNBC. Any network that's just letters.
What if the guys hear this, like the Tribune guys, and they're like, who did we hire?
Oh,
like,
they're going to go, well, he did shout at us. From
I guess he does kill babies, too. That would make sense.
I guess this kid's insane. You know what? Hire him twice. Give him twice the salary. What does he want? Give him 10 of it. You know what? Give him my family. You want to bang my wife? All right, fine. Twice. Let me watch. I'll film it. I'll
Jesus.
Pay you. You
get a oh, my God.
Here's your Christmas bonus.
That,
Will's going to be here filming
this is
it.
Insane.
That escalated so quickly.
Listen, really I want to be Robin Williams, okay? So the only way is just to never
just
stop
keep
going.
Talking. Something's going to stick the more
exactly.
you talk.
I figure, you know, it's like a shotgun blast. I'm just
hey,
trying
that,
to hit anything.
Yeah, that one
here.
Thing you said out of 60 things was dope.
Hey, but, you know,
but one
if 60
really
people
good.
Say that for...
Yeah, that was...
They each
you know.
Get one, okay? I'm just trying to reach the whole world. We are the world.
John.
What's up?
Do you have any embarrassing sex stories that you could share with us?
Are they ever not embarrassing?
True.
Jeez, embarrassing sex stories.
You ever came on yourself?
Yeah, every day. I mean, yeah, I mean, it sucks. It's the worst.
No, like, all right, so girl's on top, you got to pull out. She gets up, and the only way to
oh,
shoot
it
is, like, on your stomach. That's the
I mean,
worst.
Hate, yeah.
It's the absolute
worst. What do you mean?
I literally
you can shoot
get
it wherever you want.
It's so funny, because I'm disgusted. No, I mean,
in
you,
a bed, like, you're going to have to clean it
yeah,
up. Like, I'm not changing
sheets.
Really? No, yeah.
If you
can
shoot it on you,
save
you
the
wipe
sheets.
It. Yeah.
Hashtag save the sheets.
You
don't
do you understand how often. I do, but
oh,
like.
Yeah, but do you want to sleep on cum,
yeah.
you sick bastard?
Or do you want to wash them immediately
yeah,
after sex?
You roll
that's
over
terrible.
And lick it in your sleep.
I had a girl pee in my bed recently and told me that she was. No, it was terrible. She said, I was like, do you squirt or something? What's going on here? And
she
she's
goes,
like,
no,
yeah.
I peed.
And then next day I was like, oh no, that's definitely urine.
Yeah.
And I slept in her urine.
And then
you thought
you
were sleeping in some water.
And then you had to pay her extra.
Juices.
I had $100 for the number one, and she works at McDonald's. It's a double.
Oh, Mick, it's a McDouble.
Yeah, McPiss.
I had to throw away my cover that was on the bed, and I have one of those like memory foam ones.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, I can't see this girl anymore because that bed is like $1,000, and it will soak into that spongy
Get
material.
Get a mat, dude. Get a mat.
Yeah, I considered fuck her on the that, floor
but I just
shower.
Decided I'm just not going to talk to her anymore. That's
yeah, no, was it not worth it? Was
not she worth not? It.
Okay,
no, it's never worth it.
No, that's
she,
true.
So, scale of 1 to 10, what was she?
5.
Oh my god! I
you're
mean,
stooping down to the bottom of the barrel.
I've yeah, had what do you do? You're like a Tinder guy, right?
Yeah, I do the Tinder thing.
Yeah, because you publicly talk about it on mm-hmm. Twitter, and when I see that too, I'm like, dude, who talks about? Stop it. You
I know, don't. I'm honest.
It's
I don't
gross.
What's going on in my life?
I know. I guess so. I mean, hey, if that's how you gotta fuck, I guess.
Yeah.
Get fuck how you gotta fuck.
I'll tell you what, though, this Tinder experiences are making me not like sex anymore. I don't even want to
good.
Do it anymore. I have
women,
to be drunk.
The chicks who are on Tinder are not the A team. You're not going to.
Well,
not,
there are some hot chicks.
This is
on
not
Tinder.
God's plan, okay?
I've talked to some hot chicks on Tinder.
Yeah, but most of them start their conversation with, hey, I'm using my friend's phone. Come text me at
www.dicksuckingbot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, horny mother, one night in town, surprise. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And you
yeah.
just like me?
Just for me?
I you can't believe
me?
I can't
within
believe it actually
works. Within 5 miles of my house?
Yeah. Within, yeah, I love
belives?
That. Hot, horny milfs within 3 blocks of your loft. They're like, how do you know I'm in a loft?
Yeah, next door neighbor, horny.
Yeah, like, it is a picture of your next door neighbor.
Your neighbor's like,
what the fuck? She's holding a sign that says, come over, John. Whoa, my God, it's really real.
Cheryl.
Wait, hey, that's Facebook marketing now. You can direct it to
yeah,
a
direct it to a certain yeah,
person. One of my favorite pastimes, if I'm alone in the evening, is to check the back page.
Oh,
for
geez.
Prostitutes,
dude.
I've looked at it. I've never done it, but
no,
I
don't. I don't do it, but I like to look.
Yeah,
and
I like
see
to look too
because
it's like, wow.
My
how
best
about
friend,
this?
My best friend frequents the back page.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I know. People
any horror like stories?
And
from
he
that?
He finesses the deals, like their price will be like $100 for the half hour, and he's like, yeah, give her $40. It's like, I don't know how you're getting away with these deals. Yeah.
I'll pay you $69. It fits.
Yeah,
I did that at a strip club.
Would you
one
$69
time.
With a back page chick? That's scary.
I mean, I wouldn't. Dude, it's all about what they look like.
But it's a back page chick. She's all right,
oh,
the,
really?
No,
so
no, no,
Pamela
no, no,
Anderson
no.
comes over.
The you hotter know. The back page
Pamela
chick.
Pamela Anderson, what is this, 92?
Yeah.
But the hotter the back
he doesn't
page
even
chick,
know who that is.
The more, dude,
know,
right? Baywatch, man. Shut up.
All
anyways.
Right. Baywatch. B-A-E watch.
That's Yasmin Bleak.
I did a sketch Cam. Called Baywatch. Like,
really?
Like B-A-E. Yeah. Yeah, it's stupid. But what you call it?
Of course it is.
If Pamela Anderson were on back page, you know how many hits she would get? Like, she would be
she
thrashed.
She has hepatitis.
She'd be thrashed in a week. It wouldn't matter. If you're on Backpage, you're willing to chance it. You're like, maybe 1 in 10 doesn't get it.
Yeah, but a lot of them say, like, no black guys, so it's probably fine.
So they're safe and tight.
Yeah, yeah. Will gets it.
I love it.
Good.
I love racial humor.
Hey, that's
it's
a
funny.
Positive one.
So
yeah,
funny.
Nobody's getting hurt in that, really. My dick big? Of course it is. Thanks, boy. All right, good.
Booyakasha.
That was Cam's dad.
I don't know him.
Exactly. It might be him.
I never know.
Welcome back to Cam's dad. Is he behind door number one? No. But 4 hours later, door 75. Dude, I don't know what's going on, man. Yeah. I don't think he's coming.
He went to get milk and he never came back.
Door 639. Nope, dude, fuck. The audience is fucking, what is this?
So one guy in the audience is like, I'll be your father. Can we just go home?
Hey, surprise. It is your dad, though. It works out.
Oh.
He was waiting. He just didn't want to get on stage. He's shy. He's camera shy.
I think probably, though, that Cam's probably getting laid way more than any of us.
No, I don't
know. No, no, no. I do well. John does very
I'm
well.
I'm fine.
You do very well?
John, I think I'm fine.
How well are
listen,
you doing? What's your number
respect,
at?
I respect John. I respect John's drive in comedy. He's very...
Yeah, I'm a very good person.
It's the only time he shut
if
up.
He's,
the whole
very,
time.
He's very tenacious
how,
when it comes
that's,
to...
That's how, you know...
But you tried me on my chick, so listen.
Tried?
Man.
Hey, okay, whatever.
Listen,
but
your chick's not going to listen to this. This
well,
is very far
talk.
Into a stupid thing.
Of course
thing.
Not. Nobody's going
to. That's why I told an entire story.
Will's not
going
to listen to this.
I told
no,
entire,
definitely not.
I told two stories, yeah. about not gonna, good things.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen to this so I can get the good stuff I said and turn it into good bits.
There you go.
You know.
But yeah, no. Because
everything
I've,
you say is amazing.
I've seen John's work, and John is very... confident in his approach, and I respect.
Yeah, that's the thing,
dude. I respect that. Like he has no
thank you.
Boundary. Like we,
they love that.
Yeah, he'll go straight up to a chick and be like, "Hey, your tits look great," and
well,
she's just
like
"Oh, look, dude,
more...
I've seen him do outlandish things, and they work." Yeah. He's just like, your face is very fuckable. And she's just like, well, thank you.
I think it's not so much what you say, but how you say it, too.
Yeah, if
you
I'm say just a nice boy, and I go, hi, I'm a nice boy. And they go, oh, you're a nice boy.
And it's even worse if they know him
from the show.
It's
because they're
so
dying for me to give them some sort of anything.
Yeah, and he once he knows that they know him from like MTV or whatever, he's like, oh, trash. So now I can be an asshole and you still want me?
They want me to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Because I'm a character on a television show. That's all they know me as. They go, be the stupid asshole you are on TV.
I haven't seen the program that you were on.
Perfect.
But were you a character?
Nobody
the
knows
time?
You.
Or was it you?
It was like, I don't even know anymore. It's like
you don't know who you are anymore.
A few years have gone by, and I'm like, because what I realized is it didn't. I was having a great time. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. I love everything I did. I think I'm hilarious in 100% of what I did. I think I'm the greatest reality star ever. I made it rain on bitches. Give me a break. But what I realized was a lot of children and other people perceived this as a genuine attitude, as opposed to just having fun and putting on a character.
John's a satire person.
Yeah, I'm in general,
like,
you know.
Like, his life is lived as, like, this was funny. Yeah, so it was like, that was really mean. It was a joke.
I'm wearing gold chains and dancing in kimonos and rapping at black chicks. And, like, I'm having a great time. But they're going, oh, he's, like, a badass. And, like, the one I would do the worst things on the show, like, break shit or just be belligerent, drunk, and do dumb shit. All the children, that was their highest, happiest. They're going, oh, my God, you're so hot when you're angry. And I'm going, don't promote this. I'm being a piece of shit, and you're rewarding me for this. So it was like a weird reception of things I did.
I can tell with you because when you have a mic in front of your face, you are a completely different person. You're actually pretty mellow.
It's turned on. Yeah. But I mean, when he, even when he's not on the mic, like just at the house, he's still weird.
He's still just a person.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's him all the time. Yeah. Like it's not like he changes from one thing to the next.
Exaggerated
it's just
version,
if there's a
maybe?
Mic, I'm just gonna give you 100%.
Yeah, he's gonna go extra.
Oh yeah.
But you're supposed to. You're not supposed to get on the mic and just be regular.
I'm not
being
because I figure if people are wasting time listening to me right now, I'm gonna give them the best possible show I can give them.
Yeah, know? I feel dude, there's
why would I give them anything less?
I could see this in the last one we did podcast being listened to all the way through because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's entertaining because we're saying dumb things, but it's funny.
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of reality truths in here.
You know, there's a lot of things like interviews or whatever where people are like, yo, this shit is boring.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to listen to boring shit.
Yeah.
Will getting on, hey guys, so I'm the down and dirty, what's going on? Wait, was it September 30th?
I'm sad about this thing in Missouri.
Don't stop saying
yeah, so like these kids are, no, just kidding, you're the best.
But Will, you turn up in certain occasions, like you, like the Missouri thing, you got kind of
yeah,
live.
You have passion.
You're like, fuck these stupid kids that don't understand.
Hey, I admire the passion, I just think it's misplaced.
Where else am I going to place it?
In a tangible change you can measure and see for yourself.
Right, yeah.
Whereas like, you know, tweeting shit or getting angry about something, just talking about it.
But
you're
I don't even see
anything.
Even with
from
his like sad or angry tweets, I feel like it's just him venting. It's not
yeah,
him
it's venting.
Like bitching.
Oh, it used to be worse. I censor myself now, believe it or not, because if you look back on my beginning on my Twitter feed, it was bad. I was a younger man back then.
I have to think about everything I post now. I got to be like, am I bitching right now? Because I know I'll get called out on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now I tweet like once every 3 days. But they're good tweets.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not bitching.
I'm kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite is Cam Drunk Tweets. It's a segment I do when I get really drunk. And I haven't done one in a while. I got to get drunk
again.
Yeah,
you got to get back on that.
Yeah, let's get drunk again.
Hey, there you go.
Because I just tweet
my
thoughts.
We'll see if you win
tonight, huh? I was super drunk in Atlanta, and I tweeted probably 10 to 12 things, and they were all, like, accurate. Well,
dude, anytime you're anywhere else, you have no accountability for anything you do. Because, you know, what are you going to do? Come get me? I'm in Atlanta. So, hey, say whatever you want. Come find me.
Pretty much. Dude, Atlanta was cool. Oh, God.
Were you doing a show up there or something?
I told jokes out there. It wasn't necessarily... It was like a small showcase, but there's so many
Madea
people...
with the suit on?
So did I bang Tyler Perry?
Yes.
No, I didn't bang
But he's
Tyler.
Wearing the Madea thing.
He
so
offered, but you know, I was like, no, man.
But that'll be the
Tyler
thing.
Perry.
It's in the news, but they're like, well, who are you to judge this boy for liking...
Tranny Tyler Perry.
Yeah, it's offensive.
Could Tyler Perry be considered a tranny?
I mean, technically he is during the movies.
I don't know.
He's just a drag queen during the movies.
Tranny
would be like,
queen, right.
I think tranny's...
What's the difference between tranny and drag queen?
I think it's a mindset. It really is just a mental...
Do you identify
yeah.
as
Do
tranny?
Do you think you're a woman? No, yeah. I'm a dude, but I just like to dress up as a woman.
I think that's it.
Oh,
I
that's
wonder
drag,
if Tyler Perry's going to be able to get away with that anymore with the culture change.
Or if they're
going to
think
it.
He's like making
Next
fun of it.
Next movie's going to be like Madea fingers Caitlyn.
Oof.
No, you Caitlin still has a penis.
All over.
The DMA still trailer. Has a penis, Caitlin.
Oh, really?
Kept degree.
Still,
yeah.
Still sounds like a dude, just a pretty dude. Oh, yeah. Like a pretty dude with a dick who still hits daughters. Women.
I love my daughters. I love my kids.
Oh. It's so crazy. That's why I think...
Are you jealous?
I don't know. This is a weird thought to put out there, but I think maybe you got talked into it, man. Just
dude, are you kidding me? This is clear Illuminati brainwashing in
its
finest degree.
It's gotta be. Just for the simple fact that you still talk like a dude, you still want to sleep with women, you don't cut your dick off.
Because here's the thing.
You just want to be a pretty dude.
I have two things I plan to do at 100%. So think about it. He's been around these bitches who only care about materialistic things, their image, for 10, 15, 20 years on television. That, plus, if you watch the movie The One with Jet Li, when he kills his own selfie and hits their soul.
War.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. Bruce...
He killed a woman in his car. After he killed that woman, I believe her soul went into his. Now he's a woman now.
Interesting. Bada-bing, interesting theory. Bada-boom.
Thank you. I solved the
dimension. So then when he's a woman, he can't kill anyone else because women are soul.
Oh, women are soul.
No, women kill people.
Podcast.
They kill us.
Tip your weight stuff.
Yeah, tip your weight stuff. Kill your weight stuff. Marry your weight stuff. I do. I don't.
Rape your weight stuff.
Oh, my God.
What in the fuck is going
on? It took so
right
long
now?
For us to get to rape. It took so
I will never get there.
You've been there, man. Been there, done that. Back page.
You raped somebody, John?
No.
Well, oh, this is when you get humble. No,
oh, wow. Yeah, humble. Oh, wow. It's an achievement now. I didn't know.
Let me not put that out there. John Jacobs.
Her legs
never,
unlocked, more like it.
He's never raped someone.
They buckled.
I don't want that to be a thing where people think I know something.
Yeah,
that
would be quite messed up.
People be like,
because,
did he?
No,
did
because
he?
Just from you saying that, then someone could claim I raped them. Because they
really?
Go, Your Honor, as you hear on the podcast,
he was talking
he
about
hinted
me
rape.
Indirectly.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, John Jacobs in jail for life because fucking Cam Bird shit.
says John that. Jacobs the rapist.
Whatever, dude. Just
John rapist Jacobs.
John Rapeset. Rapist Jacobs. John Dipset rapist Jacobs on trial tonight.
The drapist.
Alongside the drapist. Aaron Hernandez.
Oof.
Text A or B to who has the better trial.
Yeah. Who will get
whoever
out
whoever gets
first.
The more votes gets the better sentence.
This is exhausting.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
I'm tired.
Welcome to every moment of my life. Are you kidding me? Why do you think I want to just leave?
Crust.
Do you want to die?
Most
what
of the time.
Me? Really?
I don't want to die as much as I'm just kind of bored with what's down here.
Do you ever consider killing yourself?
I can't. I just don't have the balls to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was at my lowest points, I had this fun game where I would like... This is when I'm like addicted to drugs and everything's at its worst possible thing. I would get in an adrenaline rush. There was a super tall bridge and I would walk by and go near it and I would try to convince myself to jump
it.
Off it.
Oh,
and yeah. When I would start to get a slippage of maybe I should do it, that was like an adrenaline high for me because I was like, oh my God, I almost tricked myself into killing myself.
I have a gun
you
shifty, I do the same thing.
Yeah, isn't that hilarious? Where you're like, oh, I bet I can make myself kill myself.
I like the idea of having a gun in the house that if I need to get out, I definitely can.
Yeah,
I would never do it, but if I want to, I'm gone.
Two barrels to paradise.
Yeah.
I guess
homemade podcast
time.
Will not be on next week.
What's that time? You gotta go.
Radio St. Pete will be dropping the show.
It's like a GPS. No, GPS is like 50 minutes from here.
Are you
50? Damn, dog.
You should be all right. Well, you want to hang out, or are you gonna go too?
I mean, I was gonna try to get to Cafe Hay, so yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks,
sorry,
guys.
Sorry, losers.
Thanks we're ending on a
thanks
sad
for the faggot
note.
Suck fest.
For the suicide talk.
Fuck a bing bong.
Bang.
We run the streets.
Boy.
London, LA, UK, Berlin.
All right, there you go. HMB sides. John Jacobs. Cam Bertrand. Good luck, Cam, at the Florida's Funniest. Wish you luck. I hope you do well. John is a goddamn maniac. Always nice to talk to him, though. I love that guy. All right. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Twitter, @home_made_man. Follow John @Maybach_diamonds. And Cam is Cam the Comic. Have a good one. I'll talk to you when I talk to you. I'm exhausted after that one. I feel like I need to take a bath or something. See ya.